97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York. Inflation is slowing down. The Labor Department reports consumer prices rose a less than expected 7.1% in November. That's down from 7.7% the month before to their slowest year-over-year pace since the end of 2021. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger takes a closer look.
Specifically, there was a very big improvement in energy prices, which are up. They're up by 13.1% from a year ago, but that's down significantly over the last few months. Food prices remain high, but showing a bit of improvement.
Also down, the price of used cars and trucks. New car prices still rising. And look at the Dow futures, up 756. S&P futures ahead 114. An indictment unsealed in the case of a deposed crypto king accused of building a house of cards on a foundation of deception. 30-year-old Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas last night. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The Securities and Exchange Commission charges Bankman-Fried with orchestrating a scheme to defraud investors. In a parallel action this morning, a federal court in New York will unseal criminal charges against him as scrutiny grows over a man whose business imploded in a matter of weeks.
Scientists at the Lawrence Livermore National Lab in California are ready to announce a breakthrough in creating clean energy today by fusing atoms together instead of splitting them apart. Professor Anna Erickson at Georgia Tech.
So far, we have to pump a lot of energy to get almost nothing out during the fusion reaction. So if we, in fact, can demonstrate that we're gaining enough energy out of this reaction, then this is a huge step forward.
Some say it could save humans from extinction. Winter storm warnings are posted across the northern plains and the upper Midwest. Blizzard warnings up for several states, including South Dakota. Gretchen Borgum lives in Sioux Falls.
I don't have a four-wheel drive car. I've got a two-wheel drive car. I have my snow tires on, but we still need to be able to get out and get to work and get our kids to school and those types of things as well without the fear of sliding around everywhere or getting stuck.
School closed in Wayne, Oklahoma after a confirmed tornado there. Other twisters confirmed in Ardmore, Oklahoma and Parker County, Texas. Good news from two drug companies on a vaccine to ward off recurrence of skin cancer. Moderna's shot, combined with Merck's immunotherapy, helped reduce patients' risk of melanoma relapse or death by about 44%. And a big recall of Ram pickups. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The company says a striker plate could be misaligned, keeping the tailgate from closing properly. Dealers will inspect the vehicles and make needed repairs.
This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Get this big tax deduction for 2022. Hurry before it's too late. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. Thursday. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. High of 36 this afternoon under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 31 tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. You know who we are, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. She's with us as well. We're looking forward to being joined by some great guests this hour. We're going to have Taylor Schaefer join us. Taylor is, of course, Allison Dairyland. She is going to be joining us anytime now, and we're looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun talking about Wisconsin butter with Taylor. That's going to be a great conversation. And we have Travis Randrup, who is going to join us before the end of the hour. He's a new chamber member. We're going to talk about Hellfire Lighting Company. That is going to be a great conversation. Looking forward to talking to Trav a little bit later. Bunch of fun stuff lined up there. And of course, you know how we do things around here. That ain't right stories, good stories of the day. We're going to get all of that in this 9 o'clock hour and a lot more than that. Who knows? And of course, we'll lead you into Morning Magazine. Looking forward to Morning Magazine today. Kick it off for the week in part one. Stacy Keevy is going to join us. She is our new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber President, and Katie Wright, Events Director, is going to be there as well, and possibly someone from Teen Leadership. We'll see. So we got a bunch of fun stuff to talk about with the Chamber. Looking forward to that. And in part two, one of our favorite interviews every month, we get to talk real estate. It's Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends from Coldwell Banker, CEO Realtors, GRC. We're going to come in here, give you a marketing update, and talk real estate, local real estate, put a spotlight on local real estate, and just one of the most interesting conversations we get to have every month. Did want to get into our sports schedule a little bit here as well, just catch you guys up on some things. A little bit later today, right here on WFHR at 6:05, it's the Greg Guard Show. Be sure to join us for that. Really interesting. While it's still just a couple games in, it's been a very interesting season for Badger basketball already. So looking forward to hearing what Coach has to say there. And then tomorrow at 6:40, we will have Wisconsin women's basketball as they are at Green Bay. Should be a good one. Lady Badgers just been playing just as good as the men, I would say. So it's both sides been very interesting. And all that coming up for you. We'll get more into our sports schedule as we go along here. But so Taylor is not called in yet. We'll see when she is able to join us. Looking forward to that conversation. So for now, we'll just bide some time. And as she calls in, we'll jump right to that conversation, Terry. But I want to get into this one. The best life hacks, the 10 best TikTok life hacks of 2022.
The TikTok part, I'm
the TikTok part
this.
Gets me, yeah. But I will say, I am a fan of these whole life hacks things.
There's some fun ideas.
Some cool things out there and some stuff that I've even incorporated, like that I've noticed that I've started to incorporate. So let's see. Let's see if there's any new tips here or any things that you'll incorporate in your life. First up. A guy shares a Navy SEAL trick for getting the perfect 8-minute power nap. It's basically just lying on your back on the floor with your legs elevated.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So.
So on your back, and I believe your legs are on the wall.
Oh, so you're actually using the wall. See, I was visualizing like you're just in the middle of the room and then they're up, and so I'm like, that's how you wake up after the 8 minutes when your legs fall,
right? Yeah that's
when you actually fall asleep and you
that would wake you up. Yeah, you would think that would wake you up. Yeah. That's an interesting one. I'd try that. As bad as it is, as hard as it is for me to sleep, like I'll try anything at this point.
I love naps. I know I've said this before, but I love an afternoon nap. So
I envy that so much. I am so envious of that.
And yes. I don't sit at work and go like, oh, I'm tired, I need a nap. But if I'm off, like if I have a day off and I'm at home, if I can steal a 30-minute nap, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not tired, I'm like, oh, I just want to snuggle in for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. If you don't know that you could switch the way that your dryer doors opens, there's a guy who shows you how simple it is.
Huh. Yeah, my crazy dryer with all of its features, as we talked about earlier. Yes, you can change the direction of the door.
Interesting. I don't know if I don't know if I ever even looked into that or thought much about it.
Yeah.
It does seem to get in the way sometimes.
Or though. If you have a refrigerator, you know, like that just has one door.
Yeah.
You know, freezer on top and then the fridge on the bottom, not the two-door one. But you can change the direction of those also.
And that's strictly a whole thing of like if it's in the way it opens,
right.
It runs into you all the time or something, I imagine. That's the only reason for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's going to smack a cupboard, then probably don't do it.
Yeah. Let's see here. And it looks like, just heard from Taylor, and it looks like she is going to be joining us at about 20 after now. So,
okay.
So, well, now we know. Well, we'll talk to her then. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. We just want to talk Wisconsin butter.
I mean, I just want to talk about butter.
Yeah, that's all we want. That's all we're looking to do. So, well, looking forward to doing that a little bit later. A woman shows you how to load a dishwasher, and the most surprising development is that the top rack can usually drop down for more space.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I did not.
My dishwasher has a third rack. Has a little bitty rack at the top that you can put, like, it has to be flatter stuff. Utensils and stuff up there. Huh, interesting.
So we were talking yesterday about dishwashers. I have no experience with dishwashers or anything like that.
Just those two hands?
Yep, that's it. These are the dishwashers I've always known, these big old mitts that I have. But if it lowers more, that seems awesome. Because don't a lot of people put their glassware on top?
Yeah, I guess it just depends what you're putting underneath. You know what I mean? So like my dinner plates are just right at the right height. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to lower mine if I still had plates on the lower level. So it just depends.
A guy shows students how to take notes in class without actually typing anything. You use the voice typing feature on Google Docs. That's not bad.
Hopefully it picks it up. I mean, I'm thinking of a big lecture hall, right?
Yes.
The person's talking, and is it enough?
So we do this at Second City sometimes, with our writing classes and that, especially if we're going over something and another set of students are doing something else, we'll go over this stuff and like, hey, just turn on your talk to text. Some kids do that and turn that on, and it just picks up the notes. And I don't think it picks it up great, but it's better than them writing them down while they're also trying to jump around and move and do all these things.
Huh, interesting.
There's another kid, he'll leave his tablet open while with the Google Docs thing, doing that, listening and recording almost the whole session.
It's kind of the old, remember the little mini tape recorders back in the day with a little cassette tape? It's kind of like that theory, except that it's written out for you when you do it this way.
It always happens. I don't know what it is, but every time I hear or think of a mini tape recorder, I think of Carl. I immediately think of Carl and him running around with those little tape recorders. That's funny. An overly excitable woman shows off a clever way to close cereal boxes, which is cool, but will it keep things as fresh as closing it properly? Now, this one, I got to look at this one. I got to see what this is all about here. This, never mind. No, I don't. Never mind. So I thought this, I got to admit, I this is one of those few times that I did wish I did pre-read these, because I thought that they were going to tell us these life hacks.
Yeah, well, not on TikTok. You got to watch the video.
You got to watch them on TikTok. I ain't doing that. No.
So she's not just using like a clothespin?
It looks like, although that's, this worked for plenty of people.
On the cereal bag?
Yep. Nothing seems to keep the cereal fresh, like other than putting it in those little plastic containers.
So just eat it.
Eat it all at once. That's it. Just
not at once, but within. I mean, yeah.
Within a couple of weeks.
If you're going to have it in your cupboard for like 6 weeks, it's probably going to start to get stale.
A woman says adding a teaspoon of baking soda when cooking ground beef keeps the fat and flavor in the meat and doesn't create any grease.
I don't know if I could do that.
I think I'll put up with the grease. I'm not taking that chance.
But now I'm curious about it.
That's make a burger. Just one burger and see how it is. You know? Like that way you're not wasting a bunch of meat and if it doesn't, if it works.
But is she saying, read it one more time.
A woman says adding a teaspoon of baking soda when cooking ground beef keeps the fat and the flavor
in the
meat.
So you'd be browning, browning it, right? For like, whatever, for taco meat or
that's
for
what I was thinking.
Whatever, for a soup or for something, a casserole, something that you're making. So this is when you're browning beef. Huh. I mean, I don't know. Could try it.
I could try it, but I don't know how big of a chance I want to take on this one. It might be fine. I don't know. A guy explains a fascinating way you might be able to get your car's auto windows working again, involving holding the button down. So I've seen this, at least I've seen versions of this, because I have a father. My dad and his Monte Carlos and them not working or something. I think it was the Monte Carlos. Might have been something else. Might have been a more modern vehicle. But
holding the electric, and this seems to be with older vehicles. I don't know if this is a newer vehicle in the aughts here or not. But you hold that button down and pull the window up, and it just kind of gives, and then and the somehow catches, and then it seems to work.
What if the window's all the way down?
Yeah, then you're something out of luck. I don't know. I don't know how you get that one around.
Okay.
I have seen people who, and please, this is an anti-life hack, everybody. I've literally seen somebody on the side of the road in Chicago trying to pull their window up in December, and they had a pair of pliers doing this.
Like, do not try this at home.
Yes. And boy, shocker, guess what happened to the glass when they used the metal pliers trying to pull up?
When it's freezing cold.
Yes. Crash. Smash. A woman shows how you can put your potatoes in the washing machine instead of scrubbing them.
So, okay. I have a great aunt who taught me how to can pickles. Mm. And that is how she cleaned them. Mm. We would get the little, because I like the little ones, you know, you'd get the pickles. Yeah. So the cucumbers. And you would actually, yes, clean them in the wash machine.
That's very interesting to me. That's okay.
And then scoop them out and do the, pack them in the jars.
I like this. I want to try this.
I mean, you're
this
not even putting Tide in there with it.
No, no. But I don't even eat potatoes and I want to try this. I just want to, I want to do that. And I want my mother to catch me doing it and have no idea what's going on. Why are you doing this, Jimmy? Why are you putting me? Yes. Yes, I got to do this now. Now I have to do this.
She is so going
to
hurt you.
I've got to time this so that I know she's coming.
Just have them sitting in there.
I can't wait to do this. Yes. I want her to see me physically putting the potatoes in the washer. Because that's what's really going to flip her out. Like, what the heck? No, better
yet. Hey, take them out of the bag.
I you know what I like to do is tell her, Mom, I should tell her, hey, I heard this great hack about putting potatoes in all this stuff and everything. And then, like, have her catch me putting mashed potatoes. Like, almost. Not actually do it, but almost put them in there. Almost.
You're dead meat, man.
Gotta try this. Oh, it's going to be a fun Christmas. It's going to be an interesting Christmas. I'm going to have a black eye.
Yeah, you're going to be familyless.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, if I wasn't already out of the will, I'm just definitely going to do it. If you have a lot of time on your hands, a woman suggests a sneaky way to identify which companies are selling your info to others. It involves changing your shipping name to incorporate the name of the company you're ordering from. It's interesting, but it won't necessarily stop it from happening. But it is, if you are interested in following that paper trail there, kind of, you know, that's one way to do it.
Huh.
And it is kind of funny to do these companies. I think it'd be kind of funny. And a woman shares a hack for getting children to drink their medicine by combining it with a juice box. Her method involves keeping them as two separate intake straws. But at that point, why not just combine it into one drink? I don't know.
Except they got to drink the whole thing then.
Then they got to drink. Yes, exactly. You know? Well, and I mean, the person making that side comment, I almost guarantee has never had kids. I almost guarantee that, because you would not be asking that question if you have had a child and you've gotten trying to get a child to do anything, let alone doing something that's good for them.
Or, you're like sitting on them, wrestling them down, trying to get that syringe of medicine in their mouth. Yeah.
There are veterinarians. There are zookeepers that feel for you, that are empathize with what you're going through as a parent. Yes. We will go ahead here and take a quick break. And then when we come back, we've got Taylor Sheffer joining us, Allison Dairyland's Own, coming up here on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. Thursday. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. High of 36 this afternoon under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 31 tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. here, and I'm joined by United Way's Terry Johns. And we are joined right now by Allison Dairyland's own Taylor Schaefer joining us. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How have you been?
Good. I've been busy, but I've been good.
Yeah, you darn right you've been busy. You are all over the map. Where are you today?
I am actually in the Madison area working on some media stuff, but really I'm kicking off my Butter campaign as of yesterday. So I wrapped up my Something Special from Wisconsin campaign late last week and already moving into another one to talk about Wisconsin dairy leading up to the holiday season. So I'll be back on the road again later this week, heading up to La Crosse and then Eau Claire. So I've been really all over the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I am Butter's biggest fan, so I am. Yes. I'm very curious about what you have to tell us today.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's, of course, a lot of different ways to enjoy Wisconsin dairy during the holiday season, but butter is certainly one of them. Mm-hmm. Here in Wisconsin, we actually have 13...